thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for the movie review with the one and only from blindsidereviews.com. It's the one and only... Ted Hughes!
No, Simon, you must have the wrong card. This is Jay Forey.
I'm so embarrassed.
No, really, it's Jay Forey, the blind movie critic, Simon. This is not the Academy Award.
Oh, so it's the movie review with Jay Forey. Congratulations.
Simon, what a fiasco the other day at the Academy Award. Was that crazy or what?
Well, yeah, I think somebody should get perhaps moved on for that one.
Yeah, you know what, Simon? I just heard over here this morning, the guy that handed the wrong card out, they found out he was tweeting on his phone instead of paying attention to handing out the card. And yeah, you're right. I think he's going to get fired. I think we're going to see the gone for him.
Anyway, did you enjoy the awards, or did you think it was, well, did you enjoy them?
Not really. I mean, yeah, it's my profession, so I enjoy it to a certain extent, but except for the very last, there was no big surprises to the very end. So.
I mean, Casey Affleck, when he said about Denzel Washington being his inspiration kind of thing and how he met him, Denzel Washington just, it was a very, very forced smile, shall we say.
It's funny you said it. Obviously, I can't see, but my wife said, yeah, Denzel Washington did not look too happy.
Oh, dearie me. Mind you, you know, you and I know about this. We're a couple of lovies. We know all about this.
Exactly. We know what it's like out there.
Anyway, we shall crack on with the review. We've got two movies for you. We'll kick off with Patriots Day. It's Certificate 15, and it's a drama historical thriller directed by Peter Berg. And it stars Mark Wahlberg, it's got John Goodman, it's got Michelle Monaghan, and many others. An account of Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis' actions in the events leading up to the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing and the aftermath.
We've got to decide who's running this, and we have to decide quickly.
It's terrorism. We'll take it.
And let's get an evidence grid started right over there.
Clock is ticking. The world is watching.
The suspect seen on the surveillance cameras.
Two bombers.
We got to find these guys before they do this to someone else.
We can't have our citizens on the streets with all these threats. Every inch of this city is getting searched. We're shutting it down.
A taxi picked up a guy matching White Hat's description. Could be he's on his way to New York.
Are there more bombs? Are there more bombs?
I want a lawyer.
No. Now, I was quite surprised that this was made into a film, to be honest.
But you know what? Actually, it wasn't too bad. You know, I was actually kind of surprised myself. But think about it, Simon. How many films have you and I talked about in the last year that are docudramas, dramas, documentary, inspired by a true story? And there's been so many. And so I guess I wasn't surprised because of that. In this film, it's not too much to tell here. It just basically begins on the day of the bombing. And then it follows Mark Wahlberg as one of the police detectives as he shows up at every crime scene in the next couple of days, which is kind of funny. I had to laugh about that. It has John Goodman, who's the police commissioner, Kevin Bacon, the FBI agent. So all that was quite interesting. I really didn't learn anything new, but it was still so good, so powerful. You learn a little bit by they follow the two terrorists, I guess, if you want to call them. It follows them, and I was actually liked what I learned from why they did it, supposedly. And, of course, it's a movie, so you never know what's true and what's not. I really great. I thought it was great. The acting was just absolutely fantastic, which I like. And they were kind of over the top, but you figure that in a true story made into a Hollywood movie. Simon, I really think you might like this, though.
Well, I mean, Mark Wahlberg's done a couple of these sort of docudrama movies, hasn't he, this year? Well, in the last year.
Right, exactly. Didn't he, I think, was it him? And you have a better memory, Deep Space Nine. Deepwater Horizon.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was in that. That was based on a true story, and there's so many out there. And he's been a lot. And in this film, now everybody else actually were, you know, John Goodman actually, he was played the man that was the police commissioner, Kevin Bacon. But Mark Wahlberg was like, they said, was a combination of all the detectives. So there was no character for him. So that's kind of what happens when they say inspired by a true story or something like that. I thought some of the scenes were the different police, I guess, officers in the different places, or they were arguing so much. Oh, we ought to do this. I thought it was a little, some stuff was a little over the top. But Simon, I really enjoyed the film. It's worth seeing. You may learn a little few more things about that. I did anyway, and I thoroughly liked it.
Well, I mean, I like that when they say inspired by true events, which you know means that they've made up half of it.
Simon, you've been doing reviews long enough, you know it's you. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly when they say inspired, that means it's inspired and not true. But you're right. That's exactly what it is. And they have to make it more interesting, even though the thing itself is quite interesting. But, Simon, I liked it. I'm going to give it a B+. You know, very good. Not quite. They're actually hoping to get this in the Academy Awards. Maybe the acting, some of the acting may have been good enough, but the film itself is just outside that realm of Academy Award nomination.
A B+? You drunk?
Exactly. Yep. Does that surprise you there,
yeah,
Simon?
Yeah.
I must be feeling good today, right?
Maybe you're taking the wrong pills. Who knows? You're listening to The Movie Review on R&IB Connect Radio with blind movie critic Jay Forney from blindsidereviews.com and Simon Pauley. We move on to A Cure for Wellness, Certificate 18, and it's a mystery thriller directed by Gore Verbinski. It's starring Jason Isaacs, we've got Mia Goth, we've got Den Dohan, and the story is an ambitious young executive is sent to retrieve his company's CEO from an idyllic but mysterious wellness centre at a remote location in the Swiss Alps.
We'd like you to go to Switzerland and bring Mr. Pembroke back to us.
What do we offer here? It's a process of purification away from the pressures of the modern world.
You plan to take Mr. Pembroke back with you?
Is that a problem?
He's a patient, not a prisoner.
You here for the cure?
No. Actually, I was just leaving.
No one ever leaves.
Welcome back, Mr. Lockhart.
Signs of concussion?
Depleted immune system. I would like to recommend a treatment. Think of it as a cleansing of the mind,
as much as the body.
Some patients experience visions. But rest assured, it's just the toxins leaving the system.
Now, I like the look of this. This looks like it might scare me.
This is one step from being a horror film. But before I try it, now, was that the director? What was that director's name again? Did you say Simon?
Gore Verbinski.
Oh, Simon, I like the way your mouth moves when you say that.
That's quite nice.
Verbinski. Anyway, sorry about that, Simon. I thought that you might enjoy this film, and I'll tell you quickly about it. If you see this film, Simon, you're going to have to listen because it's kind of complicated, kind of confusing. And this guy, Dane DeHaan, is an executive in New York. He and his boss is in a wellness center in the Swiss Alps. Hey, sounds like fun. So he has to go over there because there's a merger going on. He has to go over there and get the boss, bring him back. When he goes over there, he's in this wellness center is in an old castle, like what you see Vincent Price in. You know, so that would give me a cause right there. He goes in. There's a bunch of old people there. Yes, older than you and I, Simon. And
excuse yourself.
And exactly. And they're there and they're mumbling around and stuff like the doctor there. He doesn't like that. Dane DeHaan is named Lockhart is his name in this film. He don't like it. Lockhart is gonna. Looking around at stuff, and at one point they get him. They put him in a tank full of eels. Yeah, so I mean you won't like that. That was part of his wellness treatment, and they give him a little dental work without Novocaine. So you can imagine where this is going right here. The problem is it's two and a half hours until you begin to find out why everybody is sick in this place, and it is too late. It goes from kind of a mystery thriller. Kind of strange to outright ridiculous at the end. So I think it was kind of entertained, but it is strange to say the least, Simon.
But is it strange in a good way?
Well, I don't know. It's not, let's put it this way. It's not in a good way, but it's not in a bad way. Here's what I'm saying about this film. It's going to be, I think it's going to be one of those cult classics. It was not a hit over here. It opened several weeks ago over here, and it didn't do Yeah, it didn't do good at all, but it didn't do terrible. I think it'll be a cult classic. People will be watching it on their, watching it at home a lot. All that I can say, Simon, it's so complicated. So many questions by the end, but you have to watch it again, try to figure out some of the stuff, but I don't think I want to. Once again, entertaining. I didn't fall asleep, but if you like this type of movie, you might enjoy it.
What a recommendation. How was the film, Jay? Well, I didn't fall asleep.
Exactly.
That good.
Well, Simon, don't drink the water. I just want to tell you that when you're watching a movie here. Not giving anything away here or anything like that.
I very rarely drink water unless it's in something.
You know what? If you go there, you put a little something in your water bottle instead of water. But you know what? I think you hit the nail on the head. This is not a bad movie, not a good movie. I'm giving it a C rating. I was somewhat, like I said, it kept me awake, but like I said, when I left, I go, oh, no. I wish it would have ended a little different. Really, really got strange in the end.
So a C+?
Ah, C. I can't give it the plus there, Simon.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Well, all right. Well, just as well I spoke to you then.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So between the two of them, you know what I'm going to ask you? Which one's easier to follow with the dialogue then?
Well, as I can say this, a cure for wellness is not easy to follow with dialogue. So with or without dialogue, it's not easy to follow. So I'm going to give Patriot's Day. Yeah, it's pretty easy to follow. And I like that because it kind of describes what's going on. You hear the policeman. And once again, it really helps understand some of what happened on 2013 as a bombing. So I liked it. Makes it fun to follow without dialogue.
And remember, if you want to find out where your nearest audio described showing of a movie is, just log on to yourlocalcinema.com. And Jay will have all sorts of stuff on his website and there'll be the Academy Awards and he'll want to get as much information out there for you. How do we get to chat with you, Jay? Because it's very easy.
Oh, no, man, I make it as hard as I can because I'm so popular out there. No, it's quite easy, like I said. Yeah, you just go to my website, blindsidereviews.com, and you can email me from there, which I receive quite a few emails from the United Kingdom, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Jay Forey, always a pleasure to chat with you. And, thankfully you'll be back to normal now that all the Academy Award season's finished.
Well, as normal as I can be, anyway.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I thought I'd say that before you did.
We'll catch you next week.
Talk later, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk. /podcasts.